Number 5. Students heated a beaker of water on a hot plate. They set a plastic spoon and a metal spoon in the water. After a few minutes, the handle of the plastic spoon was warm. The handle of the metal spoon was very hot. Why is the metal spoon hotter? A. The plastic spoon is softer than the metal spoon. B. The plastic spoon is slower to melt than the metal spoon. C. The metal is more magnetic than the plastic spoon. D. The metal spoon is a better conductor than the plastic spoon. Students heated a beaker of water on a hot plate. They set a plastic spoon and a metal spoon in the water. After a few minutes, the handle of the plastic spoon was warm. The handle of the metal spoon was very hot. Why is the metal spoon hotter? A. The plastic spoon is softer than the metal spoon. B. The plastic spoon is slower to melt than the metal spoon. C. The metal spoon is more magnetic than the plastic spoon. D. The metal spoon is a better conductor than the plastic spoon. Number 6. The diagram shows a solid changing into a gas. Why would a solid change into a gas? F. Thermal energy is added to the solid. G. Thermal energy is removed from the solid. H. Thermal energy is moving in the air. The diagram shows a solid changing into a gas. Why would a solid change into a gas? F. Thermal energy is added to the solid. G. Thermal energy is removed from the solid. H. Thermal energy is moving in the air. Number 7. What happens when a small amount of salt, seaweed, and sand mixes with water? A. The salt clumps into larger pieces. B. The sand and seaweed mix with the salt and you can still see all the solids. C. The sand breaks into pieces too small to be seen. D. The seaweed floats to the top. What happens when a small amount of salt, seaweed, and sand mixes with water? A. The salt clumps into larger pieces. B. The sand and seaweed mix with the salt and you can still see all the solids. C. The sand breaks into pieces too small to be seen. D. The seaweed floats to the top.